breaking missionary news, and our foreman Dusty has it. What is it, Dusty?
The LDS Church has updated missionary dress and grooming guidelines to allow missionaries to wear sunglasses.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I mean, it's a pretty big deal if you're a missionary.
I didn't realize they couldn't wear sunglasses, like biking around.
Technically,
no. Can't wear sunglasses?
Yeah, they want them looking too cool.
Well, it's sent to all parts of the world, some of which the sun is very, very bright.
Right.
Wow.
Now, are there rules about specific sunglasses? Like, can they go the John Lennon style of specs?
It's funny you ask. The church does specify, quote, simple and conservative sunglasses. And in the picture I saw, there was like a pair of Ray-Bans and a pair of aviators. So, yeah, so none of the like Happy New Year 2016 sunglasses.
Right, no flamingos on the side or anything like that.
Any Elton John or Elvis sunglasses are right out.
In all seriousness, this is good. I mean, it's important to protect your eyes from the sun.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that it's taken this long.
And if you gave in and wore sunglasses and then all of a sudden it voids you from your temple work, like that was a bummer.
Where are we on hats?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I believe they can wear baseball. I can't say, actually. I don't know for sure. I'll check.
All right.
They can at least wear sunglasses.
Do you guys know? Because you would think that I would say hats are even more important than sunglasses. Granted, I'm bald.
Right.
But
and no, I think the eye health is something you can't get back.
Well, that's true, too. But that's what I mean. Like, a hat can both protect your head and your eyes.
Gotcha.
And your nose. Because I'm pretty sure you can't roll around with that zinc lifeguard wear on your snoot.
Mm-hmm. While you're on your mission?
Yeah. Which should be fine, too.
Yeah.
Fan of sunscreen.
Right. I'm a fan of
I bet you there's a return missionary out there that could tell us.
I think Oakleys are probably right on that line. Like, if you just went with the Oakleys with the black frames, you could be okay. But the ones with, like, the cheetah frames or the multicolored
tortoise shell.
Yeah, like something like a motocross racer would wear. That's
right.
Probably out.
Those are right out.
All right, well, 801-570-1019 if you know more about hats. Missionary news that sunglasses... conservative sunglasses, sensible sunglasses, are okay to wear on missions. Hello.
Yeah, I was just calling in. I didn't know that was against the rules to wear sunglasses and hats. I was a missionary a while ago, and I had sunglasses and hats while I was out there.
Where did you serve your mission at?
Baguio, Philippines.
I would almost do a hat with a mosquito net there.
Definitely at night.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. I appreciate letting you know.
0119, hi.
Oh, I was just calling in about the hats thing.
Okay.
No, they cannot. They can't wear a baseball cap because it can show an endorsement of a particular team or entity.
No, oh, and your team church, I guess.
Well, yeah, your team God, man.
Right.
Well, what if it just doesn't have a logo on it? What if it's just like a plain hat?
Or it says Team God.
Well, I don't know about that. But no, so like, I have a niece who just got called to a mission. And we were going over that because, like, she got sent to Finland. And we were concerned. But, yeah, no baseball caps that show an endorsement. If it was plain, I don't know. But, yeah, nothing like a classic baseball cap that says, like, go Bengals or something like that.
Dude, you're telling me that they can't wear a BYU cap? Please.
Yeah, not even BYU. Nothing that shows an endorsement.
Team Nut Punch is basically Team God, so that's surprising to me.
I don't know. I just know what they were reading. So anyway, but just wanted to call in and answer the question.
All right. Hey, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
It almost sounded like he was saying that some hats were allowed, but not baseball hats.
Yeah, what about just like a cowboy hat or something?
All right. Alt-119, hi.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, so I was in my mission in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, what?
And, yeah.
That's where I'm from.
You know what, sir? Your work is not done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed one of the flock right here.
Snuck right past you.
So we wore sunglasses all the time, and our mission president would let us wear them and stuff. But there was a missionary who's from Tonga. Well, he's Tongan, but he's from South Jordan. And he would wear a baseball cap while tracking sometimes and talk in like a Tongan accent just to kind of joke around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it never seemed like much of a problem, but it was kind of just like a tracking joke more than anything else.
All right. So it basically, when you're somewhere,
that's
missionary, like your missionary bosses are like, all right, we're not crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
We want you to take care of yourself.
It's more like just, a mission-to-mission thing. If your mission president says it's okay, it's okay. I don't think baseball caps were technically allowed, but I don't think there's anything, like, overtly against
it. But would you ever wear one backwards?
Probably not.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
No, but seriously, I wasn't even talking about Lindsay. I just mean the other people in Tampa. That's
he missed a lot.
Thanks.
Then
that whole place is going to sink into oblivion.
Very good.